From Entrepreneur Media, this is Problem Solvers, a show in which entrepreneurs do what entrepreneurs do best, solve unexpected problems in their business.
We were completely wrong.
And I'm just like, it's not selling.
It was like, we have to start from scratch.
I'm Jason Pfeiffer, the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine. Here's a thought that, fair warning, is going to make you crazy. Somewhere in your business, in a place that you've completely overlooked, in a place that maybe you didn't even think to look, there is a major opportunity that you are passing up right now. I told you it was going to make you crazy. And if you were to take this opportunity seriously and find the right people to really study it, you might hear something insane like this.
A company with the traffic of our size could be doing, you know, 100, 200, 300% more at a minimum than what we were seeing.
That is Matt Glotzbach, the CEO of a company called Quizlet. And let me be clear, Matt is talking about 100, 200, or 300% more money. That was part of the business that could literally explode in value for him. And for a long time, he wasn't even paying attention to it. But these days, you better believe that he is, and it is paying off handsomely, like in that 100, 200, maybe even one day 300% range. So today, through Matt's story, we're going to answer the question, how does an entrepreneur go digging around in their own backyard and strike gold? How do you know what's worth looking at? And what was this insane, untapped opportunity in Matt's business? I'm going to keep you in suspense for a minute, but we'll get right into it after this short break. My wife and I recently got a book deal, so yay, exciting. But then the contract came and I needed to print 4 copies of the last page and have us both sign them and then mail it to our agent, and we don't have a printer at home and the nearest mailbox is 4 blocks away. And seriously, this whole thing took a week. I just kept thinking, there has got to be a better way to do this. And there is. SignEasy is an easy-to-use, simple, and legal way to digitally sign documents. You can sign them yourself from anywhere and on any device, or send documents to customers, partners, or colleagues for signing, and even track the progress of documents and get notified when one is signed. Or, let's face it, if you were my agent wondering, where is this contract already? You could have used SignEasy to send me a reminder. Please, 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 let us all agree to stop fussing with documents you have to print and sign and put in a mailbox. SignEasy is faster, easier, and safer. To get started for free, go to getsigneasy.com/podcast. Again, that's getsigneasy.com/podcast. And now onto our second sponsor. I was about to start recording this spot here for our new sponsor, ProsperWorks, but I wanted to know what someone who's used many CRMs thinks, because that's what ProsperWorks makes, a CRM. So I walked over to one of our sales guys, Jim, and I said, Jim, tell me what comes to mind when you hear the words CRM. And Jim sighs, and he says, they are so tedious. And to this, ProsperWorks says, we totally agree. ProsperWorks is a CRM company that knows CRMs are notoriously complicated and inefficient, but its software is the opposite. By integrating with tools you're already using and eliminating repetitive tasks with automation, ProsperWorks makes a beautiful, easy-to-use system that drives productivity to help you and your team sell more faster. Try ProsperWorks today for free using our link prosperworks.com/loveyourCRM. Again, prosperworks.com/loveyourCRM. Okay, let's get back to the story. All right, so we're back. First, let's explain Matt's company. It's called Quizlet, and it's an online platform for students who can use it to make flashcards, games, and other things to help them practice and remember whatever they're learning. It's a tool to prepare for tests, basically. And as it turns out, whether or not you recognize the name Quizlet says a lot about how old you are. Because this thing is big, like 23 million active users big, 200 million user-generated sets of information to study big.
It's used by 1 in 2 high school students in the U.S. and 1 in 3 college students in the U.S.
1 in 2 high school students in the U.S.?
That's right. On a monthly basis, 1 out of every 2 high school students here in the U.S. and frankly, probably a little bit more than that, are using Quizlet for something that they're studying.
Jesus, that's a lot. I was just, because I'm old. And so I wasn't in high school when a Quizlet was being used. It's like every time you're reminded of how far away you are from your youth, it is alarming.
I hear you. I often joke that if you're between the ages of 25 and 45, we're the biggest thing you've never heard of. If you're under 25, you use us or have used us in the past in your education. And if you're over the age of 45, you have kids or nieces and nephews that use us regularly.
So there you are. Now we've all learned a little bit about our mortality. Anyway, Matt didn't start Quizlet. It was launched more than 10 years ago by a guy named Andrew Sutherland, now the company's CTO, who at the time was a high school student struggling to learn French vocabulary and wanted to build a tool that was better than the physical flashcards he was using. The company grew slowly and steadily, and by 2015 was employing six or so people and was profitable, but was experiencing hockey stick growth that it was just not prepared to capitalize on. So it went out and raised a Series A and also brought in a new CEO to help it grow to its full potential. And that's how Matt enters the picture. He was a vice president of product management at YouTube, and prior to that, he was doing product management at Google. And in the spring of 2016, he joined Quizlet as CEO.
I think of it exactly as just an amazing opportunity to take something that was working very well and build it and scale it to the next level, to really, you know, go from, you know, tens of millions of people using Quizlet to hundreds of millions of people using Quizlet, and really taking Quizlet from a strong U.S. high school and college professional learning platform to truly a global learning platform.
Matt steps in and begins working to understand the business and where the opportunities lie. So it's important to understand Quizlet has two different revenue sources, which is common for Spotify and Hulu and a lot of places these days. It has a subscription business where people can pay for a premium version of Quizlet, and then it has its free advertising-driven version where the company makes money off of ads. And both of these businesses were growing nicely. But the ad side seemed decidedly trickier to deal with because, you know, advertising to kids is tricky.
Obviously, we're a studying and learning site. And so where we place ads and how we introduce users to advertising, we have to be a little bit more careful because we don't want to interrupt the focus that is studying. And then secondarily, obviously, it's a highly regulated area. The laws around collecting personal information and how you use that information are evolving very, very quickly at the state level, at the national level, and across the globe.
In part for that reason, Matt sticks advertising low on his priority list. Quizlet's ad business is growing at 30% a year, and that seemed perfectly good, if not, you know, the best it was going to get.
I was more focused on both growing the user base and usage and some of those types of metrics, and on the monetization side, my primary focus was on the subscription business and less so on the ads business.
Matt has a small staff and limited resources, so he really can't spare anyone's time on anything that isn't a top priority for the company. That means everyone is following his orders, focusing on growing the user base and usage and some of those other important metrics. And advertising is just kind of running on its own. And that's almost literally, by the way. There's no ad sales team there. Quizlet is just running its entire ad system through Google. And for many months, this is how he steers the company.
And then I'd actually credit one of my senior engineers. I was having a one-on-one with him at one point in time, and he brought up and he said, you know, I think we could be doing a lot more on the advertising side. And I pushed back and said, well, I agree, but, you know, we're highly resource constrained, right? So every person that you add to the team has a major impact. And so I was focused primarily on adding software engineers and visual designers and product managers to the organization. And so adding someone, you know, taking a headcount and adding someone that had the advertising experience to really focus on that part of the business wasn't at the top of my priority list. And it was thanks to this engineer who really pushed me and said, well, I'd push you or I'd challenge you to at least go frame up what the opportunity is, right? Spend the cycles to really evaluate what you think the opportunity, what we might be leaving on the table. And so as a result of that, I went and did that and A few of the members of my team and I went actually and spent a number of hours with Google, and Google is our advertising provider. We're part of the Google Ad Exchange. And so Google's team did some analysis for us as well and really helped open my eyes to what that opportunity might look like with, you know, backed with data and giving us concrete suggestions. And it was over the course of that discussion, it was probably a 3 or 4 hour meeting in their offices, where I came to the realization that A, this was something that we absolutely needed to pursue, and B, the only way to do it was to go find someone who brought this expertise and had this experience that could really go after that. Our approach of kind of doing it on the edges just wasn't going to cut it.
There is so much wisdom in that little story. I feel like we just need to break it down. Okay, first, Matt clearly has built a culture in which his employees feel comfortable challenging him. I mean, consider the order of operations there. An engineer tells Matt that he's overlooked their ad business. Matt says, no, we haven't. And the engineer pushes back and say, yes, look, just take a look into it, okay? And consider how Matt retells this story right now.
And it was thanks to this engineer who really pushed me.
Thanks to the engineer who pushed me, he says. Perfection. Matt welcomes being told he's wrong. He downright appreciates it. That is step one in finding the hidden opportunity in your business, because the truth is that you, the leader, you are just statistically unlikely to recognize it yourself. There are other people closer to the ground, who are working on the nitty-gritty in a way that you're not, and you need to not only listen to them, but to welcome when they say you are wrong. And what does Matt do next? He looks into it. He goes to the right people, in this case, Google's team, and spends the time not just to hear what they say, but to really understand the situation. And this, by the way, is when Matt hears those numbers that I played for you at the top of the show, 100, 200, maybe 300%. That is what the Google people told him he could be making more in ads.
They were talking about very big numbers, but they also were helping me understand the level of investment that it would require to be able to tap into that. And I think that was the real, it was the combination for me of both realizing, wow, this opportunity is much bigger than I may have imagined. And the way to go attack it is really by bringing someone who brings the wisdom and experience to bear.
And there's the next important step in realizing the hidden potential in your business. You have to be willing to change your plans. Remember earlier when Matt was talking about how every headcount matters and he has to be extremely strategic about who he hires, and he's focusing on engineers and developers and the people really aimed at upping user growth and engagement? Well, now he has new information, and it's time to abandon that plan and spend some money hiring a head of advertising instead. How does he go about finding that person? Here's another great lesson. He doesn't just throw up a job listing. He goes out to learn exactly the kind of person he needs, down to the skill set.
For me, it was really a survey course on the online ads business from the publisher perspective. So in my background, I had done a little bit on the video ad side of my time at YouTube as a large-scale publisher, but I didn't have the depth of knowledge. So, you know, I talked to people who were running ad teams within large-scale internet publishers. I talked to people who were running the ad network, so some of my former colleagues at Google. I talked to people who were doing ad operations, which is more of the management of the day-to-day, and really just, you know, trying to immerse myself and educate myself in all of the aspects of that job. And like any CEO or entrepreneur, I have came out of those conversations realizing that I wanted a unicorn. I wanted somebody that had all of those skill sets in one, that could be my one, you know, my one white knight to bring all of that wisdom and experience to Quizlet.
Then Quizlet goes on the hunt, tapping people's personal networks, using some recruiting services and so on. And after about 2 to 3 months, they have their person. Her name is Luciana Cook, and she came from Pandora.
Luciana joined us in the spring. I want to say it was March or April of this year. And, you know, within a few months, I'd say within a month, maybe 6 weeks of her joining, we were exceeding our ads forecast by over 100%. And we were approaching 200% year-on-year growth in revenue consistently. And that was That was literally within the first, I'd say, 4 to 6 weeks of her joining, and it's just been up and to the right from there. You know, we're now seeing revenue growth that's topping those estimates.
That is an insanely quick payoff. Rare in business does something validate itself that fast.
No, that's right, and you know, we're really, you know, I'd say we're also just, you know, just picking off the low hanging fruit at this point.
A lot of this is just optimization, optimizing prices, taking advantage of seasonality of trends in the industry, looking at what ads work and what don't, and moving ad placements around to find where they generate the most revenue while also being the least intrusive to users. She also built out Quizlet's mobile advertising, which wasn't nearly as robust as it should have been, and Matt says it was a good thing that Quizlet hadn't tried building that out before Luciana, because they would have otherwise run into a lot of rookie mistakes that she knew how to avoid. And here's one final key to finding hidden opportunities in your business. And fair warning again, this is also probably going to make you crazy. Those might be opportunities that aren't hidden at all, or are already doing what they're supposed to be doing. In other words, they're hiding in plain sight. Now that Matt looks back, that's how he sees this advertising situation.
I think it's important to remember, you know, in the set it and forget it mode, we were seeing ads revenue growth in the 30%+. So we were having, you know, and in some ways that I think masked the problem, right? If ads had been shrinking, that would have said, oh my, you know, red flag, go jump on that. Let's figure out what to do.
But there was no red flag, of course. There rarely is. That would be too obvious, too easy. Instead, to find those hidden opportunities, we need to be constantly alert, always listening, being willing to be challenged and to change our plans and to immerse ourselves in the details of worlds that we did not previously understand. That is the path to hidden opportunities. It's not an easy path, but the rewards are sure worth it. And that's our show. Problem Solvers comes out every week, so to make sure that you don't miss an episode, please subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. If you love what we're doing, please also leave us a review. It totally helps us reach more people. That's our problem solving right here. And of course, there are a lot more stories like this one, along with practical advice on how to start and grow a business in Entrepreneur Magazine and on our website, entrepreneur.com. Problem Solvers is a production of Entrepreneur Media. Our producer is Nathan Latka. Again, my name is Jason Pfeiffer, and I'm the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine. Let me know what you think about the show. You can find me on Twitter at HeyPfeiffer, H-E-Y-F-E-I-F-E-R. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.